AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday morning, the 26th day of June, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant. Dean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. I was going to ask to kind of get us into our conversation, especially with the heat that we've seen both the last couple of days and really over the last week, how you guys have been able to handle the heat. You guys had a number of water main breaks that developed yesterday. So how did you guys wind up handling the heat that we've been dealing with?
They did good. We were able to get one of them fixed, and then the second one occurred pretty late in the day, so by the time you call in locates and all of that, they got a couple hours rest, plus they had cut the crew in half so that half of them could go home and get some rest, and then the other half stayed back and made the repair and got everything back up and going. So just one of the areas that we have a little bit of trouble in, so from time to time. We've been pretty slow with leaks this year, which has been nice. Normally, I would never say that. But,
you may speak too soon. That's the problem.
Well, I don't think we'll have. Well, I know we won't have issues like we had last year, but it doesn't mean that we won't have some big breaks again. But luckily, we've been able to take care of some things in the system, and we're starting to, of course, you guys know, and Jim Hubert, the city engineer, has talked with y'all about the line that's going in on 24th Avenue and terminates down around 12th. So we're really excited about getting that that project finished, even though it just started. I'm ready to get it done. It's been a few years in the planning and design and getting everything bid out, and then the contractor having to get all the parts in. So I'm very excited to get that project completed because of what it'll mean for our water system. So.
And for folks that have not been paying any attention at all over the last 2 years, this affects the 24th and Industrial, basically from the water plant east on 24th to Prairie and then south to 12th. And also for folks that have not been paying any attention at all, you guys have spent a lot of time over the last several years working those waterline incidents, those main breaks, and those subline, those connection breaks, in addition to the planning that's been going on for those.
Yes. With everything that's been going on, and that's kind of part of the reason why it took a little longer. Originally, the project was going to stop at 18th as one phase, and then a second phase was going to take it all the way to 12th. Due to the number of breaks between 18th and 12th, we felt like we should add in that section and just do it, get it all done at one time. Plus, we had a second project that was going to start. The planning was going to start on it. Well, we actually started on it even before we were done with design on this 24th Avenue project, and it's being dubbed as the Southeast Transmission Main, and it will go from 12th and Garfield and run one 20-inch line from the west side of town, northwest side of town-ish, you know, being 12th and Garfield around the hospital, all the way down to Carter and South Avenue. Now, we do have a section in already from Peyton Street to Carter. So all the new construction will actually stop at Peyton Street, but going all the way to Carter was a part of the entire project. And so we've actually started getting materials in for that. We did a materials-only bid so that as the project wrapped up design, we could get approval from the state and bid the project, and instead of having to wait 6 months for a contractor to come in and start the project waiting for all the materials would be on site, ready to go, and we could get the project started. So I'm very excited about both of the projects, and they're moving along quite well. We're getting material in for the Southeast Transmission Main project pretty much every day in terms of pipes and fittings, and eventually we'll get some of the longer lead time stuff. It'll take probably 4 to 6 months to get some of the other material coming in, and so, but we're really excited about both of these projects.
Yeah, quite talking about major improvements, there are two right there. Again, Public Works Director Dean Grant with us on our primetime newsmaker this morning, KVOE Live and Local. It is 728, 69 degrees on our way to 90 before it's all said and done. The 24th Avenue project, Dean, how long is this expected to take?
I won't spend too much time on that project just because engineering is handling the construction portion, but it will go expected to go into 25, yeah, about the middle of 25. It's going to depend, of course, upon, you know, how quickly they're moving or not moving. And right now, they're doing pretty well. They're getting some bores in, and it probably won't be, you know, too terribly long, and they'll be across the highway and headed down Prairie. So, it's moving pretty good. So,
Dean, what else do you have underground that is working right now before we start shifting to at least one ground level project that I know you wanted to touch base on?
Oh, we've got some repairs that are fixing to happen. We've got a large storm sewer. We're just waiting on a contractor that was awarded the project to finish up another project that they were working on so that they could get over and get that taken care of. So we've got some repairs happening. And outside of that, we don't have a whole lot going on. We have a lot of planning occurring and trying to get ready, like I said, for the Southeast Transmission Main to go in. So outside of that, we just have meters, which I assume is kind of what you were alluding to.
That and also
ground level work.
There's that one, and there's also some chip seal that's coming up. But let's talk about the meter side of things, because starting to see a lot more conversation about this going on right now.
So we are working on replacing meters. We actually started towards the end of last year, late November, early December. We started with our largest meters first, and we're working our way down in size. Meters are, you know, a wearable item. They're going to wear out over time. A meter body lasts for about 10 years, the accuracy on it. From there, it starts to slow down. So we end up not accounting for all of the water that is being used in the system. And we're in this project, we're also swapping the way that the meters are read. So before, With our current system, the meter technicians have to drive around and collect up the readings on through an antenna and then into a computer that sits in their cab. The new system will actually has gateways at certain places around town. We've gotten three of the five up now. We were hoping that we only need four of them. That's why we're kind of taking our time getting them up. And what will happen is that those meters will kind of report to those gateways a couple times a day. I think it's three times a day. And the meter is going to upload a reading every 15 minutes. So three times a day, it's going to send all of the readings for that time period every 15 minutes, if that makes sense. So however many 15-minute intervals there are, let's say in that 8 hours, it's going to send a package to that gateway. And then what that'll do is allow the customers to get on, and they can see their usage each day. So you'll have a login when this is done. It's not done yet, so don't flood us with calls just yet on how this works. But when it's all up and working, and we expect it to be up and working the early part of next year, if not a little sooner, then our customers will be able to get on and they can see how much water they've used for that day. So let's say they have a garden. Well, I want to know how much I used compared to the day that I didn't water my garden. You can look at that.
Okay.
It'll let you know if you have a leak. So it'll know if water's constantly running. And you can set alerts. So let's say that you want to go out of town. And you tell it, okay, well, we're going to be out of town. And the meter says, okay, well, you're out of town, but we're reporting usage. It will alert you. So, and you'll be able to get on and see it. So you can get on and go, oh, man, somebody used, 5,000 gallons. Hopefully that's not happening because they're stealing water from you. But, maybe it's just that you have a leaky toilet. Well, I used 100 gallons through, this 8-hour time period. So then you have maybe a little leaky toilet or something along those lines. So we're really excited about that system as well. It'll be really good for our customers. They'll be able to see their usage. We'll be able to get on and talk with the customers a little bit better about any of their water issues from the billing office. So it's pretty exciting to get this project going as well.
We'd be able to access through the city website. Is that how that's going to be set up?
You'll have your own customer login. I would assume that we will have it set up through the city website. That's not all of that stuff has been laid out just yet. Because you have to go in, you have to register, but you have to register, through that system. So, but it'll be fairly seamless when it's all up and going.
Really quickly, Dean, chip seal. What do you got coming up here?
On chip seal, they'll start. We have a tentative start date for September. They're going to do the east side of town, right around Wilden, in that area, kind of to the east of Wilden. And then they'll jump over Highway 50 and do the asphalt streets that are between Highway 50 and the railroad tracks. And but everything will be west of Weaver. So, and we'll get that area taken care of this year. And so we can't wait to get that project started as well and get some some preservation done on our asphalt streets. So,
plenty going on, Dean. We appreciate all the information here this morning. Thank you much.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me on.
Yeah, good to talk to you as always. That's Emporia Public Works Director Dean Grant with us on our primetime Newsmaker. Chuck?
Okay, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, Friday is open, at least for now. So let us know if you have a willingness to take that spot or the Tuesday, Wednesday spots that are open here for next week. 620-342-1400 is the number to call. You can always email us as well at KVWE at KVWE.com with your availability, and we'll get you on the schedule. Did want to let you know that tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is going to be Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness CEO Amanda Cunningham, and this not only involves the fundraising side of things, but really the moving side for Crosswinds, with that the lease for its administrative offices coming due at the end of this month. So we'll talk about that in a little more detail here on KVWE and KVWE.com for our Newsmaker segment tomorrow.
And our primetime Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local 738, 69 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Marcus Urkel, manager of the Emporia Golf Course. Our busy high school season has ended, and our summer golf is in full swing. If you are looking to play in some tournaments this year, make sure to check out our calendar.